Hey, everybody, this is Stalyefti.
And this is Heaton Shah.
And today on the Startup Chat, we're going to explore the question, are my conversion rates good or bad?
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life, and hopefully while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit. We got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
Done. Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
Yeah, we want you to do your best.
Okay, so this is the setup for this episode. I was talking to a marketer and he was telling me about the SaaS company that he works for. He was telling me about kind of the current conversion rates that they see from trials to from traffic to trials and from trials to paid. And he was asking me basically, are these conversion rates good? To which, of course, I said, I don't know. It depends, right? How much did it cost to get this traffic? How much traffic are you getting? How long do these customers stay versus churn? How much does it cost to service these customers? I mean, it's a complicated question. And as I was going through this with him, at some point he was like, yeah, well, aren't there benchmarks? There must be some current, where can I go to get 2019 benchmarks for SaaS companies or SaaS companies in my vertical or industry or in my country? Like, there must be some place where I could just look at what do other SaaS companies get? Have some kind of an idea if this is good or bad, or like how much worse or better I fare. And I had to tell him, I was like, yeah, I'm sure there are some studies or some stuff, but I don't have this on top of my head. I don't really know. I haven't looked into this. To which then that marketer said, well, why don't you bring this up to Heaton? I'm sure he has good answers. You guys should do an episode on this. I think I'm not alone with this kind of predicament or challenge. So here we are, Heaton. And this is a big call out and props to all the Startup Chat listeners. We listen back to you. And anytime you guys send us an email, steli@close.com, hnshaw@gmail.com, or you tweet at us, or you come up to us in person at an event, conference, or anywhere else, coffee shop, where you see us, we love the suggestions and we always try to make it happen for you. So anytime a listener tells us, hey, would this be a great topic for an episode? I'd love to hear this. We try to make it happen. So here we go, Heaton. This is the mandate I was given, and hereby I offer you the big question. What the fuck should be my benchmarks, and how do I figure this out as a marketer in SaaS in 2019?
Everybody wants to know what the benchmarks are. Everybody. It's just like, hey, what are my benchmarks? Well, you know, what should I be aiming for? What should I target? And so there's a lot to unpack when it comes to this, because you're talking about things like, what should the sign-up rate be on my homepage? Mm-hmm. What should my conversion rate be if I have a free trial with no credit card up front? What percentage of people should pay? If I have a free trial with a credit card up front, what percentage of people should pay? If I have an e-commerce site, what percentage of people should I expect to buy? I mean, like, yeah, there's like ranges for all of this stuff. There's ranges for all of this stuff. And you can, you know, almost drive yourself nuts trying to find all this information and being like, okay, these are the ranges I should be in. And then you might go after those ranges. And what you'll realize is that they don't matter. They don't matter because you could go after those ranges. But if for whatever reason, your business isn't set up so that those ranges will lead you to a profitable business, those ranges don't matter. It doesn't matter if they say, you know, 50% of people who sign up for a trial should convert to a paid plan. If one, you don't have 50%. Two, if you have 50%, your business is still not viable at that level. Like, you can't make money or your margin's high. So I think the conversion rates and the way everybody thinks about it in general about finding these benchmarks is sort of like looking outside yourself, if I were to get a little spiritual on you. And I would look inside your business, not outside your business. So any benchmark is outside your business. Anything that's inside your business, here's what I mean. You have a funnel. You have a certain conversion rate for everything, even if it's things like what percentage of people that we email get on the phone with us, right? Yeah, there's benchmarks. You should make it so that you have as high of a percentage as possible. There's some general benchmarks that people say, whether it's like 10% or 20% or 5% or whatever, and you're aiming to get better and better at it. The thing is, like, there's so many variables, like particularly there's variables like what's in the email. What are you sending these people? Is it a problem they actually have? How painful is that problem? So there's just a number of these things that come up when you start thinking through this, and you're like, there's so many variables. How do I even like make sense of any of this in a way where like I can justify knowing a benchmark or justify that like I should go after this benchmark? So what I like to do is benchmark yourself. Find your baseline. Find out how things are right now. And then based on that, go decide what kind of changes, what kind of improvements you want to make. And that's what I would be doing. And that has a lot to do with knowing not like what those benchmarks are that are out there about all these different conversion rates, but really knowing where you're at today and what you think you need to get to in order to make your business work. So if you're spending, you know, $100 to get every sign up, your product costs, let's say $50. And so a sign up costs $100. Your product costs $50. It's obvious that you'll never make money, right? because not everyone's going to pay for it after they sign up. And it costs you a lot of money to sign up. And this is what I mean. Like, I could tell you that, hey, if half the people pay, you're good. But that's just not true. Because your own unit economics, your own, the math in your business of people, how much it costs to get people to kind of sign up, or so your customer acquisition costs, to the amount of money that you make from them, either on first purchase or sort of their long-term lifetime value, might not map out. The other thing I'll say to this is, typically, people do a lot of what I would say optimizations that are going to work, but are optimizations. And what I mean by that is, if you ask for a credit card up front versus no credit card up front, in theory, more people will come in. I mean, not in theory, more people are likely to sign up for your product if you don't have a credit card up front. But that does not necessarily mean more people are likely to pay.
Mm.
Another example would be if you have a free trial and it's 14 days, and again, no credit card up front, and they put in a credit card later, what's the difference between a 14-day and a 30-day, or a 10-day, or a 7-day, or even a 60-day trial? I don't know. You don't know either, most likely. So those are all the kinds of things you can test. All those things impact, well, obviously how fast people pay, because these are trials. But two, they also impact the conversion rate to people paying. Some products, a 60-day trial is better than a 30-day trial. Other products, a 7-day trial is better than a 14-day trial. And some of the stuff you don't know. In other examples, it's like, well, is a time trial like 7, 14, 30, 60 days better? Or is it better to do a usage-based trial where they get some amount of usage for free and then they convert? Like, even as of this writing right now, if you go to Basecamp's pricing page, they just introduced a free plan that they didn't have forever. Now they have a free plan. They had one a long time ago and they call it limited but free. It's built for freelancers, students, families, personal projects, and light use. 3 projects, 20 users, 1 gigabyte of storage space. And this is new. They didn't have this plan before. And then their other plan, now they've just consolidated into a $99 a month plan. They've experimented with 30-day trials and 60-day trials and things like that in the past. They're now on a 30-day trial. So it's really interesting. These companies that are doing this the best are tweaking all these things constantly as the market changes, as they learn, as they do A/B tests and things like that, that I would just not get hung up on benchmarks and would focus on what is happening in your business and what do you need to change about it, or what do you want to test about it to make better things happen.
Beautiful. Enough said. There's nothing really much to add to this. This is exactly what I wanted to happen here. So there you have it, SaaS marketers, and really anybody. This applies to almost any business there is. Beautiful. This is it for us for this episode. We'll hear you very soon.